Helen.
Well, from the very latest in the 21st century technology, I'm going to whiz us back thousands of years to a time where...
To Cambridge? No. Auckland? No, I'm just joking.
To Egypt, a bit further away, to a time when swigging back something to help your headache go away with a glass of wine was actually something that we did. We don't do that these days, really. At least I certainly don't swig back an aspirin with a glass of wine or a bottle of beer. But that's what the ancient Egyptians were up to 5,000 years ago. It seemed to be that's what they were up to with what they were putting in their wine. Well, now a team of archaeologists have discovered traces of medicinal plants in the ancient wine jars buried in the tomb of one of ancient Egypt's most earliest pharaohs, called Scorpion the First, which I think is wonderful. Reminds me of some kind of movie, I think, with The Rock, starring The Rock, I think, doesn't it? The Scorpion King. Anyway, but this provides the first physical evidence that ancient Egyptians were prescribing themselves plants steeped in wine as herbal remedies. Well, the study was published in the journal PNAS by Patrick McGovern from the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia in the US. And his team basically went and analysed residues left behind in these ancient pottery wine jars that were excavated from a tomb in Abydos in Upper Egypt. And they found chemical signatures which showed that there was tartaric acid in those jars. And that's a really good indicator that there was once wine in those jars. And they also found various chemical traces from different active compounds found in plants. Now, we probably all know that plants contain all sorts of very active chemicals, partly because they can't run away when there's a predator or something trying to munch them. They've got their lovely leaves out there on display and they are really attractive to herbivores. So lots of them have evolved chemical defences to try and stop themselves from getting eaten. And those are actually the most ancient form of medicines. They're the kind of things that humans and other animals, interestingly, have figured out actually make yourself better, feel better if you've got various different conditions. And there are animals that will self-medicate with different types of plants, which is brilliant. But anyway, it seems that this is what the age ancient Egyptians were up to. When we, up until now, we only knew this because of papyrus records, drawings and hieroglyphics from around 1850 BC, showing that they might have used these medicinal tipples. So this is the first time they actually found evidence of that. And it pushes that date way back to about 5,000 years ago, which is brilliant. But the only thing is, we don't yet know exactly what the plants were, because they haven't quite been able to identify the particular chemicals to an actual plant. They know there are the active chemicals that are found in various different plants. They're now looking at refining their analysis to actually pinpoint the blend of herbs that were being used. And then they're going to put them to the test. These guys, McGovern and his team, are going to see if they, maybe the Egyptians, struck on a combination of plants that maybe would be useful to us today to treat 21st century diseases. So who knows? But it's rather wonderful to imagine these guys knocking back a bit of a medicinal herbal tipple to make themselves feel better all that time ago.
Thank you, Helen.